去，就是因为这首歌让我啊，就是想到主的恩典实在是太过高深。
I was not prepared, but this hymn really touched me, and I want to count His blessings.
在感恩节的时候，我曾经说到那个网上的团契走不动的时候，啊，后来就是我们教会的啊。很多的弟兄姊妹就是加入了那个我们一起祷告，然后我们一起等候主，后来我们的那个 group 就 reopen 了，好像我这句话在上次没有说。
During Thanksgiving I gave a sharing and we had a Bible study group and we could not move on, and after that we had brothers sisters joined, we prayed, and now this group was got reopened.
你好吗？你把麦克风拿
起来。 OK。
那年纪大了，就是看书要一看不见要取眼镜。刚才呢我就随便翻圣经，就翻到传道书。如果大家有圣经，你可以打开传道书第三章，那里在第六节，我实在还是看不到。如果弟兄能打出来的话啊，我就读给大家听。寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，憎恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。
A time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war, a time for war and a time for peace.
这句话我不知道我们弟兄姊妹现在你在哪一个光景。我记得在10年多前我上来做见证，我的光景就是什么，就是抱怨，就是苦读，就是因为很多事情神给你的这些加在你身上的重担和试炼太多了，你不懂神，然后就觉得神给我的担子太重了。
So from these verses, I'm not sure which scenario you feel like you are in. I was sharing like more than 10 years ago, and the only thing I had was to blame, and because I had a lot of bitterness.
因为那个时候大家很多都知道我的经历了，就是我在上研究生的时候就已经生了三个孩子，我还在考托福的时候，我怀着我的第三个女儿，就是我快要生产的前夕，我去考试托福的时候，那个考托福的人就说，哎呀，你可不要生在这个屋子里，就考托福是20号，我22号生的我女儿，然后我生完孩子。
So I was trying to take my TOEFL test, and by that time I was pregnant with my third baby, and the monitor in the room say, please do not deliver your baby in this room.
他们就每个人不时的给我送水，就是关照我，我都不知道我能不能把那个试考完。
So they continued to take care of me, making sure I do not deliver the baby. I was not certain if I could even get to my TOEFL test done.
就是真的是神的恩典，我不仅考过那个试托福，我还就过了那个托福，我就可以上研究生了。
Lord's grace, I passed my TOEFL test and got enrolled into my master program or PhD program.
所以我们都在到美国来的都有这个经历，我们的 goal 我们就是要去读书，不是吗
？So that is our common goal for us to migrate here, right?
但是当你跨过这一步，你就知道前面有多少坎要等着你去迈。
But when you are ready there, then you start to foresee a lot of more new obstacles for you to conquer.
作为妈妈，你有三个孩子要带。
So I was a mom, 3 kids.
是学生，你有这么多书要读。
I was a PhD student with the heavy school load.
因为我学的不是我的专业，我以前是学农业的，现在我要去学生物。
I switched my major from agriculture to biology.
所以你读的书是别人的，人家已经读了也可能有一千本书了，你可能才读一本。
So you just have to restart as a beginner in a new field.
所以就是这个后面的坎真是很多，孩子的坎，然后学业的坎，还有钱从哪里来。
So you can imagine the challenges, the kids, the schoolwork, as well as where the financial would be coming from.
所以我以前一直都是，所以我到这个教会的时候，实际上我那个时候已经过了很多坎了，我已经过了毕业的坎了。我在case day 已经找到工作了。那我的先生呢，他已经读了十几年书了，到那个时候他还没有找到工作。
So when I first came to this church, I already accomplished a lot. I finished my PhD.Got a job at K-State. My husband had been in school for 10 years and had not got a job.
但是最后他是在看他是找到一个工作。那找工作呢好像是给我找的。因为他我去帮他找工作申请写那个。然后呢叫他去 interview 他都不愿意。
I had to find a job for my husband, Casey. I filled up the application, and he was not willing even to go to the interviews.
然后就是，但是他最后还是去了两个，结果两个都给了他。
Well, he finally went to two interviews, and both gave him the offers.
对，一个是那个叫什么 ，Spring， 一个是那个 Hallmark， 他选了 Hallmark 就是。
So he got offer from both Spring and Hallmark.
但是两年他就被人家解雇了。
From both?
不，他只 Hallmark， 他在
Hallmark。So, but he lost his job in 2 years from Hallmark.
所以那是我们以前在曼哈顿，我们给他传福音，你知道吗？我八年他都去，我们去他就去，有人到我们家他就走，只要有人到我们家他就走。
So when we were living in Manhattan, we were trying to teach him the Bible, but whenever we had a visitor, he would leave our house. He would not.Want to study with us.
因为主里的兄弟姊妹因为爱我，因为我爱主，主爱我，兄弟姊妹都常常到我们家去。他一到我们，我兄弟姊妹一到我们家，他马上扭头就走。所以一直到了这里，就是他神，我们刚才读了这个时候，神的时候到了，就是撕裂有时，缝补有时。
So because I was a believer back then, so we had a lot of fellowship at our house, but my husband would not just want to stay with us. Verse 7, a time to tear and a time to mend.
所以他被神把他的工作拿掉。我们人可能是以为他这个人不行，其实他非常的聪明。
So it was really the Lord who took away his job. We may think he was not capable, but my husband was so smart.
他真的很聪明，但是神就是把他的工作拿掉。
But Lord still took away his job.
他每天就没有事干，在家里晃荡。但是我们就很享福啊，他天天给我们做好吃的。
So he had nothing to do but cook for us every day, and we truly enjoyed that time.
然后我就说，你到我们教会去看看吧。
Then I invited him to this church.
从那以后，他就开始到教会来。
Then he started to visit church.
他感觉还很好，因为大家都很关心他。
He felt good because he got a lot of attention.
然后我就总带他去那个冬令会。
And I also took him to the winter conferences.
在2001，他受洗。
Year 2001, he got baptized.
然后我就讲了我们的很多事情，他也在这儿做见证。但是因为他有他的很多的 problem， 他没有在神那儿得到 answer。
He got baptized, was sharing, but he had a lot of problems. He did not find the answers from the Lord.
他用的唯一的方法就是发脾气。
The only way for him to vent is to lose his temper.
So 我们的家的孩子呢都是。看别人家的爸爸，就是说觉得他们在我们教会里的，比如说哪个爸爸，他说话很柔和，很谦卑，他们都喜欢那样的爸爸。
So my kids got to admire that from our church, like how great temperament they have.
就像你们可能老是说别人家孩子对吧？我们家不是这样的，我们家的孩子都是别人家的爸爸，你知道吗？
So we often compare our kids to other kids, but my kids compare our dad to other dads.
他们一问，他们不会把他们的好心里的话告诉他的爸爸，他们会去告诉他们喜欢的，认为是标准的爸爸。
They would not communicate with their own dad, but they would rather communicate with other dads. They feel more comfortable.
所以你们这些爸爸就好好想想自己的狗，自己的 role 在家，在现在，这样子你的孩子可能有一天会跟你讲话。
So dads, look at yourself, how well or how bad your kids have been communicating with you.
我想说的是，时间倒回来，神的时间到的时候，都是很美好的。现在我想告诉大家，孩子们可以跟爸爸沟通了，慢慢的，但是还是要经过妈妈，但是还是比较慢。但是我以前就是有因为这些很多的原因。我就很多苦读，所以我在这里来做见证的时候，通常都是诉说我在家里受的苦。
So now my kids get better communicating with their dad. Of course, I need to be the bridge. And I still remember when I was sharing like 10 years ago, I was just bringing my bitterness up here.
我上来的时候，我可能从来没有笑容，而且我说着我就会掉眼泪。
You probably did not really see me smile, and I often got tears when I was venting.
但是我现在真的是非常的感恩，
非常的喜乐。But now I'm full of grace and joy.
可能是因为这个，在网上那个查经啊，有一段时间，因为我带这个查经有很多人，那么多人，他们有很多的需求，然后我就常常的读圣经。神的话通过我就先做我在我心里做了工。
I think my transformation could be I was leading the online Bible group and many of them had a lot of problems. So I do have to refer to the Bible to equip me first. And it turned out I was prepared first.
我记得我们教会有姊妹问起很多问题的时候，我就叫他们你来参加这个服事，可能神就会改变你。但是他们也许没有听，但是有人听了的，我觉得。他们得到很多祝福，
服侍还是参加你这个组？
对，就是来 serve 在那个组里 serve。
I had brothers and sisters who have problems, so I have been inviting them to come and serve, and they turned out they did get help if they join us.
然后就是还是要从自己开始，我们要改变。
Yeah, so we need to change from ourselves.
也不知道是什么时候当你的孩子或者是别人在说你有改变的时候，可能就是神给了你一点点的那个reward， 就是。
Yeah, by the time if your brother and sister around you and notice you're different, that was truly the award Lord gave us.
说一个神特别祝福的就是我的工作。
One example is my job.
说实在的，你们都知道我是个外行，我是一个外行，现在在做内行。
Okay, I'm an outsider. I'm working like on my new field.
我在这个行业不是，我不懂这个行业的。
I'm not an expert in my field.
但是就是我从，我是2001年搬到这边来。就是从我在 KU Medical Center 工作，然后又在 Quest Diagnostic 工作，到现在我在这个 field， 我现在变成一个内行。
But I am now an expert after these years in this field.
所以我觉得靠自己是不可能的。
And I was not done by myself.
因为真的我们人真的知道的实在是太少。
We really do not know much.
现在就是说我们要设计的这些产品哦，每次老板就丢一个 structure， 这个 compound 我要做这个，我就要去网上去学习这个要怎么样来做它。
Whenever I get a new assignment to study a new compound, I do have to go online and research by myself.
所以今年呢，我们就有一个很大的就是这个 breakout， 就是
We had a major breakout this year.
就是我们就 我就设计了新的一个方法呢，就让这个整个 system 就是整个的啊，就比以前更好的精度。
I put a lot of efforts, so efficacy and accuracy of this whole thing was got so much better than before.
这样的话，就是说我们整个的这个我们这个啊 group 的这个业绩哦，就是等于翻了好几倍。
So the performance of our group just got a few folds better.
所以我觉得这个真的是完全是神的祝福。
It was truly the blessing from the Lord.
不是一个普通的自己可以做的。
It's not my self accomplishment.
然后我在看啊。再看我们教会我们的啊，神对我的祝福，就是在我的生日那天。
And then I count my blessings on my birthday.
孩子们已经给妈妈很多，就是妈妈什么东西他们都是给妈妈最好的。
My kids already give me a lot of wonderful gifts.
就是他们能想得到的礼物，他们都能给。
They would give me gifts whatever they would be thinking of.
但是到那一天的时候孩子们把他们都回来把妈妈拉在这里坐下来说妈妈我们还有 gift 给你。
But on the actual birthday, we sat on the floor and they didn't say, Mom, you got all the gifts, but we have additional extra for you.
然后我就说妈妈实在不想要你们的 gift, 不要不要不要。
No, I don't need anything more.
后来他们就打开视频就给我他们录了视频。
They opened the TV.
对
They turn on the TV.
也没有办法给你们，我觉得就免了。就是所有很多的弟兄姊妹从这里的，他们对我生日的祝福，我从来不知道。就我很多人，我都跟他们没有联系。
And then I watched the blessings, the video recorded by brothers and sisters here, and some of them I do not even know them or have contact.
所以我觉得神的祝福我们真的是数算不清。
Truly Lord's blessings are countless.
我当时就一直掉着眼泪看完所有兄弟姊妹们给我的祝福。
I finished the videos with tears.
因为很多的弟兄姊妹我跟他们一点都没有联络，我不知道他们怎么能够把这个 video 送到我的孩子，就送到我的家里，在那一天那个时候。
Because I'm believing many brothers and sisters that do not even have their contacts, I had no clue how my kids received their blessings.
就是有的姊妹啊和兄弟呢，我就是他们只有一面之交，就没有可能都没有说过话。
Some brothers and sisters we probably even conversed often.
所以我觉得神爱我们的不仅给我们就是好像看起来是好的，他让我们走过的路不仅是死荫幽谷，就是让你如果没有经过死荫的幽谷，你不知道神的那个 honey, 就是那个牛奶与蜜地是什么样子。
So many times Lord do want us to experience, like after we go through the valley of death, then we can truly tell what it takes to have honey.
所以只有你经过神的死荫的幽谷，你真正的死过了，你才尝得到神的丰盛和甜蜜是多么的美。
Truly we need to die first, and then we can be transformed and taste better.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
刚才李红姊妹交通这个有先在我来说在我是一个新的 new season of my life, 我一个新的怎么说season of my life, 所以我想跟大家分享一下过去在教会神在这边的一个带领。如果我们要思想神继续今年明年以后要怎么带领我们，我们也应该知道我们过去神在这边的带领。那所以我
Can I interrupt you?
Some
fellowship about maybe this year, in order for us to know better how Lord is going to guide us this year, probably it helps to recall what guidance the Lord has already provided to us in the past years.
我们现在坐在这个堂，这个是第二期的建造。
This room was sitting here. This is the second phase of this whole church construction.
在那边是第一期。
And the kitchen area, that was the first phase.
四十多年前，这边就是有一个 trailer home， 就是然后是农场，是一个种这个。Strawberry 的地方。
Over 40 years ago, it was just a farmland here.
Yeah, 所以我们那个时候是在Kansas City Rock Hill Baptist Church 借用他们的会堂，是下午聚会。
We were worshiping in the old days at a different church, and we met in the afternoon.
那个时候教会也经过一些的分裂，就是有一批的弟兄就离开了，他们剩下这个核心的家庭大概有九个家庭。
Yeah, we did have some split and some families left, but we still have like nine core families that stayed.
对，那个时候冯牧师带领我们就说啊，看到这块地在这边。我们就把它先买下来，然后就在等候神给我们的预备。
So Pastor Fong found this land and the plan and they purchased this land and they were just praying and waiting for how to move forward.
有好多 feedback， 我
Would this work better?
我大声一点，好吧？是不是近一点？OK，Good，OK，谢谢。那在这个过程里面，神给我们的经历就是好像出埃及的经历。
This experience was truly like how Lord was taking us out of Egypt.
第一期，就是出埃及到迦南。那我们今年的主题是，是基业哈，以色列人的基业就是迦南地。
So today, our theme this year to get the inheritance, and the Israel people is also to enter Canaan to get this promised inheritance.
那这里有两期。出埃及从埃及到迦南经过两道水。
So we had two phases and also from getting out of Egypt to Canaan there were two waters.
一个是红海，一个是约旦河。
Red Sea and the Jordan River.
那我们当时候的信心第一期就是好像过红海的信心。
Our confidence back then was really like to passing the Red Sea.
那第二期的就像过约旦河的信心。
The second phase of this church construction was like the passing the Jordan River.
当时候只有九个家庭，但是冯牧师的心是说，如果我们要建堂，我们不借钱。
So we only had like nine families, but Pastor Fong's version was like, if we need to construct our church, we are not going to have loans.
那个不简单哦，那个第一期差不多到完了有四十，好像四十几万。
It was not. I mean, the first phase was done with 400,000.
开始的时候就是Jean 是帮忙我们画图，那所以你看到那边那边的这些课室哈，我们没有走廊的，为什么？走廊就是 wasted space， 那个 space not usable。
So Jean, you know, she's an architect, so she was designing the blueprint of the first space.
所以我当我们去经过那个三个小科室的时候，你要到中间那个科室，要经过第一个科室，你要走到最后，你要是从厨房去，要是所以所有的 space 就是 circulation space 都是没有走廊。
I don't know what he's talking about,、oh. but I mean.
So circulation, 你要从一个地方走到另外一个地方，你就是从一个从一个 room into another room 就直接进去了，你没有走廊了。
There's no room to connect all these spaces.
Corridors, yeah.
Corridor? No, there was no corridor in the initial plan.
Yeah, 所以这。
Oh yeah, so Jean was trying to utilize the space to its max.
那这样子可以省一点钱。
And cost efficient as well.
那我们是说，应该预备的地方应该是够了，够我们之后那个聚会的人数。
But we thought it minimum meets our basic need.
所以我们就拿出去投标，就给这些 contractor。
Oh, so we brought our print and went out for bidding.
回来了以后，我们不够，所以我们就说，那我们就要希望大家能够这个叫什么 pledge. Yeah.
So we came back. We knew we were under the budget. So we want people to pledge.
Yeah, pledged.等到钱都到了，那我们再开工。
After we got all the finance ready, then we got ready to go.
这个就是这个就是红海过红海的信心。
That was like to cross the Red Sea.
当红海打开了，开了，那我们看到了，我们就过去。
So when the Red Sea opened, we saw the vision. We went through.
不是说过红海不需要信心，还是需要信心的。那个水在旁边。
The trust and belief to go through.
所以我们去了，我们做了以后，一签了字以后，马上发觉不够用。
钱不够用。
地方不够用。
After we signed the contract, we realized right away.The space there was not even sufficient.
Yeah, 你们知道那你看到那边两个就是我们吃饭的时候常常就是overflow 的那两个客室哈，那两个客室本那两扇门是 exterior door, 以前就是停在那边的。
So overflow area two rooms over there, it was not there. That was just the old exit.
所以就马上要加两个房间。
So we need to do the expansion by adding those two overflow rooms.
然后到了第二期的时候，我们就学到功课，说我们相信神已经，因为那个已经坐不下了，很快就坐不下，那我们就要开始建第二期。那建第
，Yeah, so we need phase two to be built because.It could not hold all the people in that area.
所以我们就也让那个时候弟兄姐妹知道，那我们就出去就Jean 就也是 Jean 在画图。
Jean continued to draw the picture.
The plan, the floor plans. 那这里画好了以后，差不多有。预算是大概五十万，差不多50万。
So we need another $500,000 for second phase.
那个时候我们就跟一个那钱没有钱，大概只有一半，大概那个时候。但是我们就看。
Could only apply half of the budget.
我们相信神已经带我们到这个地步，应该我们就。相信神会预备，我们就签字了，钱不够这个时候。
We still signed the contract. We believe that Lord is going to provide the second half.
等到签了字以后，钱就进来，就神就为我们预备好了。
And amazingly, after we signed the contract, we got all the money needed.
就好像就是过约旦河的时候，那个水没有开的，是祭司踏上去，脚一踏上去，那个水就开。这个就是。
It was just like to pass the Jordan River. The river was not broke, but the priest stepped his foot on the water, and then the water got split.
感谢主，就是在过去，让我们有我们那一代有这些经历。现在是已经是过了约旦河了，那第二代的就是战争要得产业，就是在这里的。
Well, before that, Lord took us to go through that experience.
所以，我就是觉得好像一个在一个家里面，我不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有听过这些以前有没有讲过。
I'm not sure if every one of you is aware of this history.
因为其实我觉得好像，现在年纪大了，就好像在家里面就是告诉大家年轻的我们过去的经历。其实感谢主在这边这么久的这些带领，我们现在都要交给下一代了。
I feel like I'm aging, and I like to share what's the beginning of our church, and I do want our new generation to take over.
好，感谢主，谢谢大家。
好，我其实也没有今天准备，但是，刚才我其实跟弟兄姐妹分享讲话的时候，一个姐妹问我，她说你要不要做见证？所以我觉得今天还是上来做个见证，很简短的哈。
I'm not prepared, but I got urged by brother and sister, so I'll try.
Yeah, 我因为我刚刚从国内回来，其实回国之前呢，也是有很多的这个。怎么说挣扎，因为家里面的事情，所以必须要回去，所以回去的时候也是很匆忙的，因为就是要准备很多，但是就是怎么说呢，在回去之前就是听了李红姐妹的见证，她回去就是买了很多圣经给弟兄姐妹，那我当时就也是想就是不知道在哪里买圣经，所以后来以后呢就感谢主，所以我就在我们教会呢，我就是因为我们教会外面放了很多这个中性的杂志，这种那个杂志我平时也是挺喜欢看的，所以呢我就走之前呢我就抓了好多你知道，然后呢对啊，但是呢sorry,
I took a very quick trip back to China, and before that I heard Sister Li Hong went China, she brought a lot of Bibles with herSo I like that idea, but I had no clue where to get Bibles. I happened to see these magazines outside the door there, so I grabbed a whole bunch and packed in my luggage.
Yeah, 但是呢，其实因为在这边其实对国内很多情况不是很了解，所以还是很有担心。
We did not know much about the situation in China, so we did have worries.
Yeah, 所以当我把这个就是这个中信杂志放到那个我的行李箱里面的时候。我也不知道，就是说在过关的时候会不会有麻烦，因为国内你知道就是这些东西你都不知道的。
When I was packing this magazine into my luggage, I was not certain if I could get through the customs smoothly.
Yeah, 所以呢我就但是我还是就想，因为我觉得这个杂志就是说上面有很多就是别人写的见证啊，然后呢每次我读呢我都觉得很有感动，所以我就是国内的亲戚啊朋友啊他们很多都没有信主，所以我就很希望他们能够至少我不知道该如何向他们就是说讲神的道理，如果有机会我是很希望能跟他们讲。
But I do think this book this can be helpful to my friends and relatives in China, so I still pass those.
Yeah, 所以我就就想就是说我送他们礼物的时候我就把这个东西就装在那个袋子里面给他们。
So when I would be gifting them, I would add this to the gift.
Yeah, 所以就是结果就是说我过关的时候呢我又祷告，走之前也祷告，过关的时候也祷告。
I prayed when I was going through the custom.
Yeah, 所以但是过关的时候没有任何人问任何问题，你知道，所以感谢主。
Praise Lord, I did not get any trouble.
Yeah, 所以到了国内呢，也是每天很忙，然后见亲戚朋友啊，然后呢，就真的像我计划的那样，就是给他们礼物的时候就反正就把这个放进去，我就祷告，基本上真是就是为他们祷告，希望他们有机会能够读了这个，但是呢就是我相信他们也读了，你知道，这样。
So we were very busy visiting different friends and I just give them the gifts, making sure that was one of those.
Yeah,
and I prayed.
这是一件事情，然后还有一个就是我觉得很感恩，就是回去以后呢那天就是我回去是因为我父母亲都不在了，然后呢就是安排我父亲下葬的事情，后来okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the second thing is I went there because both my parents went to the Lord's home and we were arranging
the burial
mm-hmm. of my dad.
Yeah. 然后呢就跟我弟弟在讲，就是说要哪些东西就是要放进去的时候，我弟弟突然就把我爸的圣经拿出来了。
I was discussing with my brother what to bury with my dad and my brother got out of my dad's Bible.
Yeah, 然后呢那天晚上我就是第二天要下葬了，然后我其实那几天很忙，然后我其实也没想起来，突然不知道为什么就看到我爸爸的圣经在那个地方。
So the evening before the burial, I just saw the Bible.
Yeah, 所以我就把那个圣经就包裹起来，然后呢第二天就首先就放到我的 backpack 里面，就我的书包里面，免得明天忘记。
So I wrapped his Bible and put into my purse that I didn't have to forget the next day.
Yeah. 第二天下葬的时候呢，因为我们在这之前呢，去参加了另外一个下葬仪式，就看到那个国内下葬的就是墓地啊，他们都是有很多那个你可以买纸钱啊，还有现在更加高级了，还有纸做的那个那个叫别墅，你知道大概这么高，就在你都可以买。
So we got to see another barrier, and I learned that in China you could buy a lot of like paper currency, paper money. You could also buy a paper mansion.
Yeah, 所以我就在这之前，我弟弟也跟我说了，他说就说我们不烧钱啊，不烧那个，我就心里面很安慰。
Before that, the brother told us we were not going to do that. I feel very comforted by that.
Yeah. 所以那天我们就把我爸爸的圣经，然后就一起跟他一起下葬。
So we laid the Bible with him that day.
Yeah, 就非常简单，你知道，我们也有很多朋友啊，还有家人一起参加了那个我爸爸这个葬礼哈。
So the burial was very simple and peaceful with friends and families.
Yeah. 那还有一件事情就是因为我父母亲就是去世的时候呢尤其是我妈走的时候呢我就很希望就是说有教会的弟兄姐妹去看望她。
Another thing is when my mom was almost terminating, I wish we had visiting brothers and sisters from churches.
所以呢那我当时也不知道就是到哪里去找。
I didn't know where to find one.
后来以后呢，就是大概就也是感谢主哈。那个素萍姐妹就介绍我，就是当地的一个大概一个弟兄，他呢就去看了我，看望了我妈，结果就是后来以后呢，就在我妈就是去世前大概两三天，他去看了我妈。
Sister Supi introduced one brother locally, and he went to see my mom.
后来以后，我妈去世以后呢，就是我妈的 memorial service 都是教会帮忙就是安排的。
After my mom passed away, the whole memorial service was arranged by the church.
后来以后也因为这个弟兄呢，我爸爸后来以后也找到一个教会。
Because of this brother, my dad located a church for himself.
后来我爸爸去世的时候呢，就是另外一个弟兄帮忙，也是他们两个大概两个教会联合起来， 安排的这个我爸爸的 memorial service.
And after my dad passed away, the two churches worked together for his memorial service.
所以我这次回去呢，我就很希望能够继续谢谢这两个弟兄。
So another purpose of this visit, I wanted to go visit the two churches and thank them.
但是回去呢，我也不知道我的行程，因为很忙。
But I didn't know my schedule because I know my schedule had been so full.
所以呢，我就没告诉他们，就说我根本就没跟他们说。等到我到了就是国内，我就是知道我哪一天有时间了，我才就是好比临时通知人家。
So I did not let them know. I just gave them a very short notice when I knew which day I would be going.
那也感谢主，真的是觉得就是在主内的弟兄哈，弟兄姐妹真的是像一家人一样，没有任何就是说好像我第一次见面或者不熟啊，或者没有一点都没有这种陌生感。
Praise the Lord, it is one big family. We never feel like we never saw each other or knew each other.
然后我跟一个弟兄讲，他马上他说那我过来看你。
And one brother said, I will be coming and visit you.
然后他就来了，我们第一次见面，他真的是，我就觉得很有意思。他就跟我们做见证，他就神在他生命当中所经历的那个奇迹，他主要就讲到他太太怀孕的事情。
He came to visit us and he started to share with us and he went through the story how his wife got through the pregnancy.
Yeah, 他就而且还跟我们说他太太是因为就是说是宫外孕然后呢不能生小孩一开始结果呢就很奇妙然后神就不知道他说的就是说后来以后那个小孩那个就是怀孕的胚胎就不知道为什么就从宫外孕变成宫内孕。
I cannot remember that word, but however, I mean she got a smooth pregnancy.
Yeah, 他跟我们分享的时候他哭了然后呢而且跟我们说他说你回去呢请你把这个见证带给你们教会的弟兄姐妹跟他们分享。
And his wife was so touched and he asked me to come back and share her story.
Yeah, 所以这是我当时听了就是也是非常感动。后来呢还有个弟兄我因为那天正好是是 Christmas 就是 Eve 那天24号那天我是星期天然后我是星期六跟他联系他就是说他说他们星期天有那个教会早上有那个就是布道
So the night before the Christmas Eve I contacted one brother and he said they had a preaching on that morning
所以呢我就说我说我要去参加你们这个教会的这个就是Sunday worship.
Then I told him we will be coming and join you.
Yeah, 所以我那天我就那个强生哥就跟我一起，我们两个就是就去了参加，然后看到就是说就是我去呢也是很希望一方面见到他，另外一方面也感受一下这个当地的教会的一些情况。
So my husband and I went there, and one thing is to thank them. The other way, I like to see how the churches in China was like.
Yeah.他们其实就是借了一个那个房间挺当然肯定没有我们这个房间大很小的一个房间
It was like they rented a room, a small room
Yeah, 然后呢就是人也不多
Not many people
Yeah, 但是他们的这个形式呢也很像我们这个先唱歌然后呢后面是布道
But their worship format was just like ours
Yeah, 然后后面听完道以后呢就是然后那个弟兄就跟我们就是介绍了一下他们这个教会因为他跟那个就是可能他是经常参加就是五号他们那边就是一些弟兄的讲座所以他很就是说他很多东西他就是说学习他们的方式
After the worship, they introduced how they run this church to us. Looked like they had a lot of connection with Brother Wu, and they would bring in how they manage and run the church there.
Yeah. 所以我就这次旅行呢，就是不仅是见到了家人，还把这些就是说怎么说呢？一些未了的事情也都很好的就是做了。
So we did things we planned this time.
Yeah.所以我感谢主我就想回来谢谢弟兄姐妹为我们的祷告为我们旅行一切都是非常顺利真是超乎我的就是想象因为我回去之前我是有很多担心
So thank you brothers and sisters for your prayer and we were worry free
Yeah, thank you Yeah, 我就想唱那首6696那首歌可以吗？6696那首歌就是爱里相击吧，好像是。
我也没准备。
Wasn't prepared today.
听见大家的分享，就是说数算神的恩典，然后我想起来去年夏天我们不是一群空巢的 family 去希腊旅行吗？
Through all the sharings we are counting Lord's grace. It reminds me last summer a group of us who are kind of like empty nested, we visit Greek.
然后我们七家人坐的同一趟飞机，当飞机就是进入那个欧洲领空的时候，我就一下子李太子一看我眼泪就蹦出来，就莫名其妙的，就很感慨。
And I remember when we have 7 families, we went together, and when the airplane entered the airspace in Europe, that my tears came up.
Yeah, 我们是九七年以前李天是在以前在丹麦那个气象研究所工作了，我们就在那儿住了一阵。九七年搬到爱荷华 ，Iowa。
Brother Tianshi, he worked at the meteorology bureau in
yeah,
Europe
Institute.
And for in 97.
Yeah, we moved here in 1997. 然后我就
And later we moved to Iowa.
Yeah, we moved to Iowa. 我说什么了？我就在飞机上一下很就是很感慨了。然后我就想起从九七年到去年是23年，那多少年了 ？Total 24年啊，26年啊，来美国26年。也就是说，我来美国已经住了我的一半的时间了，在中国或者在欧洲26年，来这儿我不能 can I tell my age？
Yeah.
So 然后
I remember that I left China in 1997, and now it's 2023. So out of it's already 26 years. But, my lifespan in U.S. is almost equal to my lifespan back in China.
我就很感触，我就想着。我以前去欧洲的时候，我什么都不懂。
When I first came to Europe, I really didn't know anything.
我就去丹麦语学校，想着以后要做啥。
And I learned to the language school in Denmark, and thinking about what I can do in future.
我甚至那会儿没有事情，我还去送过报，因为他每天他社区里有报纸，我还去送过报，反正也没有挣钱，我就觉得好玩，就去地不同的小区去送报。
I have a lot of time, so I actually doing some free newspaper delivery in the community.
然后我们怎么说呢？哎，你好，我就是很感悟，觉得这26年，因着认识了主耶稣，因为这几天你们要是看新闻的话，可能知道。丹麦王室下明天还是后天他们的王室要换代了，知道吗？
If you're watching the news, you probably knew that Denmark, the royal family, they will have a next legacy.
Yeah, 丹麦的女王跟我妈妈是同龄，她绝对她不要等到她过世了再把王位给她的儿子，所以她最近宣布，她礼拜一还是礼拜二就把她的王位就传给她的那个 Crown Prince。
The Queen of Denmark is the same age as my mom. She don't want it to wait that long and decided to pass the crown to the prince next week.
我刚到欧洲的时候，我对那个皇家每个皇家简直是就是精确研究，到现在我都知道谁是谁谁是谁。然后呀，所以我那会儿真的很就 follow 这个，但是现在我就觉得皇室。他们就是一般的人，他们没有给他们的国民做什么很有的时候没有太多的榜样， 他们只是一个宪法上的一个角色。
So I was in Europe. I studied many royal families. I was fascinated about that during those times. But now I start to realize actually they are just normal people, and they really didn't do much for their people.
所以我想象的只有我们的主耶稣是我们最好的王。
Only Lord Jesus Christ, He is the best King for us.
因为就像刚才姐妹见证的，经过死荫的幽谷，经过很多 bitterness。我们才看得见主耶稣给我们的是什么，对吧？
Yeah, just like our sister shared that only when we pass the shadow of death that we realize that our Lord can give us.
所以我感恩，我在飞机上我就感恩这二十六年。
I thought about the past 26 years and gave thanks to the Lord on the airplane.
我就感觉神真的是把我一步一步的带过来，从我离开中国我真的啥都不会，因为我在中国是学外语的，实际上我那会儿学外语出来做翻译那会儿都做得不好。我还记得我上大学的时候，在高中成绩很好，一进了大学以后那个自信心唰的一下就下来，那些北京来的同学说也会说，也会听，什么都会，所以我只要一到考试，那个老师，英国来的那个老太太，只要那个键一按下去，我连脑子发嗡，什么都听不懂。所以你就知道我们这种南方来的学生那几年真的不好过。我曾经班里倒数第几，因为我学的是外语，我听不懂，我也说不来。
Before I left China, my major was foreign language, it's English. That I think high school, I felt very comfortable, but once entered college, has been very challenging to me.
所以就知道那几年是怎么混过来的，然后感谢神。毕业之后才有机会才真正去做翻译，然后有欧洲来的学生去中国学中医针灸那些，所以我得以每天给他们翻译，那样才慢慢操练起来。
And I only learned foreign languages, and after graduation I started some translation for foreign students in the area of acupuncture.
但是就是那样，这个语言skill 都不好，然后去了欧洲，把丹麦语学来了美国以后，就是丹麦语和英文混在一起，你也听不懂。过了好一阵，还才完全回到英文。但是就是那样，肯定是我觉得神有他的 timing。就这样，来这个教会有二十几年了，2000年来的。
So I learned the language in Denmark and mixed with English. It took me quite a while to get back into just English again, and I think I came to this church in year 2000.
Yeah, 是因为一个两年多前一个偶然的机会，是 Robert 弟兄叫我来 back up 一次。从那之前，我想都没想过会来做这个，因为这完全是属于一个新的，相当于就像个新的行业一样。
Talking about the service of translation now for church, it's very coincidental. Brother Robert asked me to serve as a backup. I never thought about this. It's a totally new to me.
我觉得也真的是神的预备，在我毫无知觉的这种预备当中，他把我放在这个角色，然后因着弟兄姐妹的感动，我就愿意来参加这个服事。实际上在此之前，我可以说胜任不了这个工作，但是神在过去的七八年把我的工作项目换成每天跟客户打交道，其实那个是从本质上又帮我提升了好大一截。
And I really feel like I'm not capable to doing this kind of service, but it's Lord's mercy that also in my work on earth I have more opportunity to talk with clients and somewhat prepare my skills.
但实在是感谢神，在 serve 的过程当中，有想努力的，也有想 quit 的时候。
To be honest, that there are moments that I got encouraged many times, but there are times that I want to quit.
Yeah, 但是感谢神，
but
我就把话放在这儿， I'm not going to quit.
So I want to pledge that I won't quit.
所以我很感谢主，我觉得是他在 push 我一直往前，因为我。就是我就是前几天在我们礼拜五学 Bible， 我还在想，当我们有 frustration 的时候，我们就先看那个 root cause。如果这个我们有缺陷的地方，我们不足的地方，
我们有没有给我们那颗心去变得更好？
Yeah, I recall that when we have had Bible study last Friday, we shared that whenever we have struggle and challenges, we go back to the root cause and to see if this really can push us forward.
所以我很感谢神。 我放弃了不想去做，因为害怕自己做的不好，害怕亏欠弟兄姐妹。我放弃了这种想法，然后我于先生就看我过新年这会儿，我就跟打了鸡血似的，对那个圣经的渴慕，我觉得就是神给我这种渴慕，我就圣诞节到新年不怎么上班，我就天天在计划我今天要学什么，今天要学什么。真的感谢神。
Thank the Lord that I can really put away the fear that I cannot do so well. And my brother can testify that during this new year that I am energized and study a lot on the Bible.
然后我就老跟李天使两个 share， 我说我们现在空巢了，我们空巢了不是说我们要变得更慢了，节奏更慢，我们可以让我们自己更就是自己掌握我们在灵里的这种成长。
And I share with my brother that yeah we are empty nested. That's true, but that doesn't mean like we just want to enjoy a slow life. Actually, we really know what we want in life, and we need to pursue for it.
Yeah, 所以年终的时候我就自己在看去年我的新年励志我有没有 get down， 今年的新年励志我有没有把它做好。所以大就做好，就是靠着神的那个 push， 我们才能够把它做好。
I reviewed my goal for last year and to see like what's my goal for last year. Did I really achieve it? Thank the Lord, by His mercy, we accomplished that.
Yeah， 也是感谢神。我觉得以前孩子们没走的时候，我们时常去老人院，那看见都是些老弱病残的，都是身体不好的老人，我就觉得老年了是不是就是那个光景
？And while my children were with us. We visited the senior homes a lot. We saw many senior people. And I was wondering, will our future life be like this kind?
但是今年我觉得感谢主也让我对这个变老有一个新的，因为我一年多我腰都不好，所以看 chiropractic 没太多用。后来我就意识到，刚才我就去游泳嘛，所以我就去游泳了。我就一个星期大概要去五六次，然后就结识了一帮swim friends.
actually, I have a pain in my wrist, so I started to go swimming and I made some new friends in the swimming pool.
他们大多数都是退休的，都是七八十的，那我在里面还算小的，但是我就跟他们讲话的时候，我就觉得他们跟我以前觉得变老的概念不一样。当然我就说你们能够来健身房的都是些 good gym 的七八十岁思维敏捷什么的，他们说 age 对他们来说就是个 number。我说 why it's just a number。
So they're all retired and some of them at the age of 70 to 80, very energetic.
Yeah， 他们就分享他们怎样变得就每天他们 very active， stay busy。所以我每天回来跟李天师说 get busy， get busy。
So actually, I go to swim 5-6 times a week, and when I come back, I encourage my brother to get busy.
我发现他们很多有很多的共同点，他们都是去教会，所以我发现其实 spiritual life is a very 就是很重要的一个很重要的一个部分。
Yeah, I find one commonality of them. They seem to all go to church.
Yeah, 然后我觉得空巢以后就是说自己不仅要不是慢下来，要让自己变得更 busy， 就是把自己的 goal。不管是属灵的或者别的一想长进的都去做。然后我真的也是感谢主，我觉得孩子们也知道在家我们也肯定很 lonely， 时常打电话回来，然后看见孩子们现在去敬拜真的是 with their own heart， 不是我在 push 他们，这也是神给我们的恩典。我觉得我们教会的孩子们出去以后都继续去敬拜是真的是很蒙福的。
It's a, quite a blessing to see the kids from our churchAfter they left us, they still worship the Lord. And I truly thank the Lord that after empty nest, the goal of life is not just to enjoy a slow life to the end, but to pursue the Lord.
我时常有事情不稳定的时候，不确定的时候，我就祷告。祷告我就很喜欢一个词，就是 wait。我们不需要去做什么，如果时间让我们 wait， 我们就在神里边 wait。 我觉得神好像总是有好的时候能给你一个声音 how to handle things.
When I pray that I start to enjoy more to wait on the Lord and the Lord will give me wisdom to know what to do.
然后女儿回来 Alina 这次回来她还跟我说妈妈神听祷告我说神怎么听你祷告啊
When Alina went back she shared that the Lord truly listened to her prayer and asked how do you know?
因为他们在学校里边有不同的团契那孩子们就去自己的团契但是每隔半年学校所有的团契会做一个大的就是 combine 那个音乐的那个 worship
Alina went to fellowship in the college and yearly they have a combined worship and all the fellowships get together
很大的一个 event 那每个乐队就出一些 instrument 那 Alina 她就是 piano 那天他就是干啥嘞他弹着弹着他就觉得那个琴就不对了然后他就在祷告他们就中途有休息他就下去了然后他就在下面祷告他祷告神你可不可以能不能把那个钢琴有个毛病给 fix 但他觉得这根本就不可能的事情肯定上去一下上去用到那个 feature 的时候整个 worship 就会 notice 那个不 work 然后他就祷告他不知道这个事情怎么能他已经做好准备上去很 embarrass 然后 mess up the whole worship
so right before the serving playing piano she noticed that the piano have some problem and there will be a very noticeable flaw in the playing and she prayed how but in the meanwhile she don't feel like how it's ever possible if the piano already had a problem how it can auto fix itself
所以他们在等着现在这个部分完的时候他们再上去然后现在这个讲员他讲着讲着他就说我可不可以邀请那个 pianist 上来帮我弹一个什么的他在做继续做他的东西所以 Alina 就上去就帮他弹了一个也没有用到他的那个需要的那个 piano 的一个 feature 我也不懂哈
So but during the sermon that the speaker asked Alina to come up and play a short song and actually to play that song do not have to touch that broken feature of the piano.
所以他在弹的时候他就很快只需要30秒钟就可以把那个做好所以他就偷偷的30秒钟他就把那个东西给 fix 了。
And while playing that short piece within 30 seconds, she fixed that broken feature of the piano.
所以他下去了等该他们上来的时候整个 worship 就 went on as planned.
And then for the group worship, they come up and no problem, played smoothly.
所以他回来我就记了这个 testimony 我就说统计学上有多大几率神会 fix 那个 piano
so I still remember this testimony that from statistics cannot explain this
所以神给我们的功课就是我们都是小心的我很多时候都怀疑有没有神很多时候我觉得神很抽象不管怎么学圣经都觉得不一定有神但是神很快提醒我一看神的创造一看他造的生命一看他造了江河和天空我很快就会转回来说是有神的所以我们小心的人祷告都没有信心但是神就一次一次教我们在祷告当中当他回答我们的时候或者当我们等候的时候我们就再一次相信有神了
So we are truly men of little faith and even in our prayers that God's still so abstract and we didn't put our full faith in the LordBut look at the sky, the lilies and the birds in the sky that we can realize that God is real to us and He listens to us. He's true to us.
我是觉得新年吧我们共勉就是说真的感谢主我们在这个教会二十几年弟兄姐妹都和睦同居我觉得我们新年神也不愿意我们落下谁我们就真的是互相帮助夫妻互相帮助夫妻帮助孩子孩子也帮助我们我们弟兄姐妹之间也真的是互相 support 就是 taking charge of our faith 所以我就跟主说我很多时候不愿意相信你但是很多时候我们也要自己要就是要主动我们要 take charge of 我们的 faith 每天学习每天祷告我们才真的会相信要不我们就不信了
So I want to take this time to encourage brothers and sisters like for usLike being in the church over 20 years, and in this new beginning of the year, let's look after each other and encourage each other. And even though there are times that we are not so willing, but let us be determined to control our own dedication.
Thank you.
Yeah, 差不多就是这样。
Thank you. 好，也。